It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's not a promo. I don't know what is.
DJ, as a veteran player, one who knows he's going to be here for a while, is it ever frustrating when it's essentially you've got a new quarterback learning a new system, all that kind of stuff that you have to be patient? Is it ever hard for you to be patient as a veteran player who's just ready to roll?
A little bit, and then it's not, because we was all rookies at one point being a vet. So I know what he's going through. You can't be too frustrated. I mean, you could be frustrated within the way you're playing, like as a player, but not at a young guy that's still coming along. So, yeah.
That was DJ Moore talking about trying to be on the same page with the quarterback. And that's one of the things that we're going to get into inside of this segment. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Matt Spiegel. Spiegs will be back tomorrow. So throughout all of this stuff with DJ Moore, you were in the room. What's this like?
I also had a really good conversation with DJ after that, after what you played in the hallway. Him and I talked. And this is of particular interest to me. Like, all of the Bears stuff is interesting to me because that's my job. But there are certain things that I connect with on a personal level. And this idea of bad body language or bad facial expressions, I get that a lot. I get that a lot of people think I'm unhappy because of my disposition or something like that. And it's not the case. It's misunderstood. And so I'm very curious talking with DJ Moore about that. And it was a great conversation. I think DJ really understands how he's viewed, what his stature is. He knows that's a bad look. He knows all the pouting and wincing and scowling and whatever word you want to use to describe the glaring, that he knows it doesn't look good. But what he's trying to say is something that I would say, that's how he feels at that moment. That's not who he is. It's okay for DJ Moore to roll his eyes and be annoyed by something that the rookie quarterback four games in doesn't get right. It's not okay for DJ Moore to be, you know, a malcontent in that locker room, like Chase Claypool last year, you know, causing problems for Caleb Williams that go beyond momentary frustration. I don't think that all of the DJ Moore reaction shots that NBC and Fox are cutting to all the time, I don't think that's really telling of what's going on there. I think he really believes in Caleb Williams. I think that they have a good chemistry. There's still work to do, mostly on Caleb Williams' end. DJ Moore, Lawrence, DJ Moore has taken almost 6,000 snaps.
With terrible quarterbacks.
Absolutely, and has produced no matter what. And that, what you just mentioned, the terrible quarterbacks, I was talking to DJ Moore, and I said, you've always played with either inexperienced or bad quarterbacks, right? And he goes, I played with Kyle. And I'm like, Kyle who? He goes, well, Kyle Allen. And I'm like, wait a minute, who? And he goes, yeah, exactly.
Yep, it's the truth.
You have all that history for DJ Moore. There's an accumulation that is not Caleb Williams' fault, but there is an accumulation of having to play with all of these guys who don't get it and all of these rotating play callers in Carolina and then, you know, two play callers in 2 years here between Luke Getsy to Shane Waldron. Like, it's okay to say, man, that's frustrating. It's okay to have that buildup and to have at times you feel like, oh, again, here we are again with, you know, this play call or this quarterback miss or whatever. That isn't how DJ Moore carries himself. What DJ Moore said is, those faces that you see me making in these little clips that go viral on social media, like, it's just a face. After that, I go back to being regular me. That's what he said.
My face is, for the most part, pretty serious. And usually when I'm listening to someone else, it's very intense.
Yeah.
Yesterday, someone got mad at me and said my body language is wrong because I had my arms folded. But I do tapping. It's a way to, like, help with my anxiety.
Okay.
So sometimes when you see my arms folded, it is more about managing my own anxiety than me being like, harumph, harumph, harumph. Yeah. So I get where he's coming from. I also think I could understand if there was frustration that he was feeling, and he says feeling it in that moment. I completely understand that part of it too.
But, like, if I'm at my house and one of my kids dumps apple juice all over, am I not allowed to be like, I don't like this situation. I don't like this outcome that has happened. I mean, that's pretty normal.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to just be, like, angry at my kids and yelling at my kids and forming the opinion then that my kids are idiots over that. You know what I mean? There's a big difference between this being a natural reaction in the moment for DJ Moore and the way he carries himself, which, by the way, this guy has carried himself exceptionally.
True professional.
On and off the field since the day he got there.
I'm totally okay with him being in these spaces where, I said it yesterday, I feel like when you see some of that, it's not because DJ feels like he's got to get his numbers up. I feel like he's bought in on, I'm here to help you win. Let me help you. Let me help you win. We can. I've got ideas on how we can win. That's the vibe that I get from him.
Same, and he wants to do well. If you look back to last year, that was one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL with Justin Fields at quarterback and Luke Getsy at offensive coordinator. DJ Moore was so loyal to Justin Fields, and DJ Moore put up numbers. He was the only one that put up numbers. But DJ Moore had Justin Fields back no matter how badly things were going. And DJ Moore didn't say a peep about Luke Getsy's offense until after the last game. Then he vented.
He let you know.
Even then, he vented very
professionally.
Reasonably.
Yes.
But he kept a lid on it all the way to the end. This is a really, really good teammate. And it's a really good teammate for Caleb Williams. And I'm pretty sure their contracts run the same years, actually, by the way, because of the extension that DJ just signed. DJ is signed with the Bears through 2029. He's got as much interest in Caleb Williams succeeding as anybody else. And he said multiple times in our conversation yesterday, he's fully confident that Caleb Williams is going to get there.
I want to share this because this is a part of the discussion. Shane Waldron, you've been covering Waldron since he's made his way to the Bears. This is what Shane Waldron had to say about all of the issues on offense. It's a nice meaty chunk that you, the Bears fan, can take a listen to. And then Jason and I are going to react to it.
Shane, do you expect route options to expand as Caleb Williams progresses and gets more comfortable with NFL defenses?
I think for us, you know, we have a good, core group of plays. And I think each week you start with your core group of plays, understanding those and being really good at what those are. And then each week, if there's a game plan element to those plays, which, you know, might entail more options on a route or, just feeling what the different voids might be in the defense. So I think, again, that's more of a week-to-week game plan type of question. But in terms of, you know, options on routes or things that we have a lot of different things that are built in to the system. And I think with our players and like anything else, the more reps accumulated, the more feel you have for all the different voids and what are the if this happens, then that happens throughout the course of a game.
So you had a lot of success this last week with the underneath passing game, more conservative. How do you strike that balance, like, going forward? Because everybody wants to see the big passes down the field.
Sure.
With Caleb Williams, and I'm sure the veteran wide receivers, tight ends are getting itchy for that as well. How do you strike that balance with this rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I think for him, Caleb's done a nice job of seeing what the defense presents and taking what the play gives him, right? The week earlier had a chance to hit Rome down the sideline in an explosive play action, another one on the deep cross, because it was the look that was there. The protection allowed it. And so I think moving forward, it's about not pressing to find big plays, not pressing to find explosives, letting them occur within the context of what the defense is showing each individual snap. You know, I think defenses do a nice job, you know, mixing and matching coverage contours and front structures, you know, more than ever in the league. And so that balance of getting the ball out when it is a deep to short defensive structure, and maybe we had a shot called, you know, just like referencing that drive, it keeps us on pace. And then when those shots are there, you know, just keep doing a good job of being on, you know, being in rhythm. Starts with protection, starts with everything that goes into that, not just the quarterback, you know, receivers, running backs, tight ends, all connected into those plays and being efficient, which will lead to shots down the field.
Where do you think Caleb's made the greatest strides the last couple of weeks?
I think going back to that point, this past week, you know, there was multiple chances here, especially on some of the second and longer situations where, you know, took a nice completion of Rome on a shallow cross, where Rome's able to take a 5-yard completion and turn it into a 10-yard gain right there. Another one to Swift, another one to Keenan. So he had different chances there where, along with a couple checkdowns on some play actions, where he did a really good job of staying clean against, you know, whatever defensive front structure was occurring on those plays, getting the ball out of his hand and letting those guys go to work right there. And so then it'll be the next step is, you know, that balance of that versus, you know, when's the time to go down the field with some of the throws.
What have you seen from DJ in terms of trying to get on the same page with Caleb and kind of managing the frustrations when it's not clicking or not?
Yeah, I think for DJ, he's done a great job of that communication aspect of that, being able to, you know, we talked about like every great player should want the ball every snap, right? That's part of being at that level, and we want the best for him every single snap. So part of that of, you know, some near misses so far this year is just the communication part, talking through things. There's always going to be some unique looks that present themselves on individual plays, and those are always great to bank those reps because it might come up this week, it might come up, you know, week 17. You never know when the next the chance at that can occur. So I think that's always going to be the constant challenge for every single position on offense is to work through if something happens in a game or if there's a window we're seeing or if there's a front structure that we're seeing, you know, how do we learn from those reps and then move forward knowing that good things happen when DJ has the ball in his hand and we'll continue to.
How have you seen that?
All right, so obviously you're taking notes while we're listening to that. What stands out to you when you hear Shane talking about some of the issues that the offense has had?
Was that on regular speed?
Yes.
Okay.
He talks that fast. I don't know if you catch that when you're in the room, but yes.
Yeah.
He's a fast talker.
I think a lot of what he's saying is code for, hey, we've got a rookie quarterback. Like this is going to take some time for him to develop for him to understand the kind of nuances of plays like that DJ Moore play that they missed on, and to be able to recognize more things and just to be much more proficient in the offense.
Okay. I want to continue this conversation with you. I want to add another element that came up on yesterday's show and get your thoughts on that as well. It's a luxury to have Jason Leisure here in studio coming straight from Halas Hall to talk Bears with us. So we are going to take advantage of it. Stick around. It's Spiegel and Holmes. Jason Leisure here talking Bears with us on the score.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Score.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.